Well, Vince, we asked the coach what we needed to ask you about, trying to get his sense of what he would do if he were interviewing you. And he started with a play in the Philadelphia game the other night where you didn't get blocked. They just said nobody wanted to touch you. They just let you go at the line of scrimmage. What are you thinking as a defensive lineman the moment that happens?
Oh, man. You know, as a defensive lineman, you always talk when you're not blocked, look for somebody else coming. We call it wham blocks or blast blocks. So I was kind of, you know, wasn't surprised it happened like that. I knew it wasn't a wham because it didn't have anybody the wham went. So I basically had to just stay there and just see the handoff. And I'm like, you know what? It's either if I take one of the guy, the other one's going to be scot-free. So I was like, Vic, keep the ball. I'm not catching. So right. I said, I just took my chance. I'm like, please, please hand it off. Please hand it off. He handed it off and, you know, I ran down the line and made the tackle. So, but that was a play that, you know, we kind of seen in practice going up against them, that they gave us a lot of different looks as a defense. And it was good for us to, you know, a player team like this, because we never know who we might play that might give us similarities to what they've shown us. So I think it was a good, you know, a good game for us. It was a good week of practice going out there and playing against a different type of offense. And this week is going to be even more of a challenge with a team that's coming in that, you know, they don't run the option stuff, but who knows, they might. But, you know, more of a power team, more bigger, more physical.
Right.
They're not finesse. They're more of like an old school grinding out type of team. So it's going, you know, 2 weeks in a row, we get a different look at different offenses. So it's going to be good for this ball club.
Well, over the years, Vince, we've had, you know, guys like, Kyle Love most recently, Brand Diedrich, guys that were undrafted guys that came in and made an impact. And I know sort of that swing spot, the guys behind you, the Jarvis Greens, the, you know, Anthony Pleasant back in the day. Like, there's always that kind of third or fourth guy in that ends up having a pretty crucial role. We don't know Marcus Forson that well. He was here for a year on the practice squad. Coaching staff seems to have some comfort with level with him. What do we not know about Marcus Forston, Joe Valano, Corey Grissom, all these young guys? It looks like they're going to have a role on this team.
You know what? I mean, all of them is practicing, and they do everything you ask them. I mean, from special teams to defense to sometimes show teams. I mean, anything you put in front of them, they want to learn. I mean, they're very, very just impressive of how they come to work, just listening to the coaching and listening to older guys talk about what they need to do to get better, what they need to do to help us as a ball club. So, you know, we don't know who's going to rise from the crop.
Right.
I mean, it's anybody. I mean, we definitely have the guys that can probably take it to the next level, but it's going to be up to them. You know, all these guys that come in with Marcus and Joe and Scott, I mean, we have a bunch of guys that can play some football, but it's just going to be a matter of time what they can showcase, how well they can get comfortable with the defense, learning the scheme, going in and out of different defenses,
right.
Bill being comfortable putting those guys in. So, but I can tell you what, they're working their tails off. Every day they stepping on the field trying to get better. And that's, as a team, that's what you want to do. As an individual, that's what you want to do. Every day you want to try to get better. And, you know, that's what they're doing.
As a fan, I think, when I think of the Patriots, well, we might think of a couple of adjectives that describe the Patriots year to year or overall. But you get to see the personality of the team every single year. You're a couple of weeks in now, getting a sense as to who the guys are, how you're going to play out on the field, how you're going to interact with each other. What's your sense of the personality of this year's team?
I mean, just hard workers. I mean, everything is not perfect. We're definitely not where we need to be right now. But I tell you what, you have a bunch of, you know, bunch of guys in that locker room that work their tails off, you know, come to work every day. They don't complain. The respect that they have for one another, the respect they have for the game, the respect just in general they have towards just going to work and being accountable. You know, when someone messes up, you can see that they're frustrated, they get pissed off. But as an athlete, you want to see that. You don't want to see a guy that screws up a play and just walk away from it, because
right.
that shows a sign of weakness. It shows a sign that they really don't care.
Right.
But when you have guys that really ticked off and, you know, unbuckle their chin strap, you know, yelling, they're showing passion. You know, and I think this team, we have a lot of passion. And one of the things that we always speak about having as a New England Patriot is a tough, smart football team, and then being mentally tough. You know, with those three, we can go a long ways. And so far, you know, we've shown we can, you know, be mentally tough, where we can come out and practice in a couple of days and put new things in and go out and make adjustments when we need to. So we just want to continue to build on that.
One of the things that I think fans don't get insight to, don't get to see, is some of the communication that happens down on the field. And I think it's been really nice for this particular group from last year's, as you guys have kind of grown together. It's often a luxury to have, you know, we're really kind of separated in three groups, the front, the middle linebacker, the linebackers, and then the back end. And it seems from the outside that you guys have sort of a unique situation in having a guy like you that Coach Belichick talked in the last segment about how you'll occasionally see some backfield sets or some tendency stuff that you often don't see from the front end. I remember Bobby Hamilton was always a guy that would be out there yelling stuff out, which you usually don't get. But it seems like you got yourself on the front end, Gerard is kind of your leader in the middle, and then Devin on the back end, where it's sort of a luxury. We're not just depending upon Rodney to give us all the call and tell everyone what to do kind of thing, where you really can kind of highlight some things from about any of the three groups.
You know, and that's a big positive for this team. You know, when we going against these teams that want to no-huddle us, it's a lot easier for your middle back who's getting the calls just to, you know, just say something, and up front I can handle the front. David can handle the back, and he can handle the linebackers. It just takes so much pressure off that middle linebacker plate. Or if, you know, I can look to the sideline and know, you know, our signal calls or whatever it may be, where he don't even have to talk to us.
Right.
You know, I could just get it from the sideline. So that's a luxury that we have as a unit. And that's a plus for us. You know, that bailed us out in so many games. just don't understand how tough that is for a middle backer to make the call, to make the checks, to turn around, make sure the guys behind you get the checks, and all of a sudden, boom, the ball snapped. You know, so now we just try to take a little off of, you know, that middle linebacker plate where, you know what, you just get the call and make it. I can handle the front. Dev can handle the back. He handle the backers. And if he want to check from there, boom, he make the check from there, and we go from there. But it's definitely something positive that we have. And, you know, the guys, you know, we work our tails off it. Bill always wants a smart football player, and you know, he have a bunch of them out there.
If Tommy Kelly is everything he can be, I mean, if he really is everything that he is in the perfect world, what does that do for your position to have someone like him next to you?
Well, I tell you, from not just my position, for this defense here, to put our defense in a better situation. And that's anyone that could come in and step up. He's been around. He's been around the game for a long time. He know how to play the game. You just tell the way he play. He love it. He have passion for it. And that's one of the things that we love around here. We love to get guys that have the passion and love for the game. And we have a bunch of guys like that. And he's definitely one of them that you can just tell the way he comes to work. The way he plays, the way he talks, I mean, the student of the game. I mean, he's a total package. And especially being in my room, it's not just me or Rob Ninkovich anymore. You know, now we have Tommy, because we have a bunch of young guys that's in there, and then Chandler coming to his own. We got Justin Francis, and then we got a bunch of young cats. So it's good for those guys to see all of us, not just me or Rob. You know, now we have another veteran in the game that's been around for a long time that can spread some knowledge. So anytime you can have that onto, you know, in a locker room and into a film room, that is always a big, big positive for us.
You watch Hard Knocks? Will you watch that stuff?
Nah, not really. I watch USA and SpongeBob or whatever cartoons yes, my kids have exactly. on. That's what I watch.
So, right? So you won't watch. Last week they had the Oklahoma drill in the Cincinnati practice, and they had on one side Jermaine Gresham, the tight end, on the other side Geno Atkins, their big bad defensive tackle, and just let those two guys go after each other. You won't watch something like that?
Nah. I mean, that don't interest me.
There is a finite amount of time in training camp, boss. You do not.
The last thing you want to do is watch other
exactly.
teams.
Other people play football.
So,
yeah,
I have so much on my plate to get ready for. I can't spend no time, you know, looking at anybody else other than who is my opponent.
Italian chefs generally don't go home and eat pizza. That's not how it works. You got other stuff.
All right, fair enough. I'll own it. All right, hey Vince, thank you so much. We appreciate
you guys.